Magic is like if Goop were fun. It's like you don't have to go find your path. You just have to relax and let your path find you.
Time isn't real. Math isn't real.
If you focus on magic, you will create magic.
That's like a 100% John Stamos guarantee.
You really can manifest anything you want.
Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher. Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher.
Hi, vibrators. Welcome to Superficial Magic, the most magical place on the entire planet. I am your host, Megan Granger, as always, in the house with Crystal Chris.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
So good.
You've been wearing these sweatpants for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's usually just every 2 weeks you got to switch them out, you know? Isn't that what everybody does?
No. You have a black pair and you have a cameo.
A cameo?
Camo.
A camo.
A camo.
Cameo. I have a cameo pair of pants.
A camo.
Red leopard.
A camo?
A cameo.
Wow.
Soldiers wear a cameo.
That does not sound right to me that it's camo, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like camouflage.
You look great.
Thank you.
The sweatpants like are really working. This is the pair that make you
look like someone's dad?
No. It makes you look like you have like a bubble butt.
Oh my God. Apple bottom sweatpants?
Okay. So today's guest is Trisha Martin Owen. You can go to her website at heartwisdominstitute.com or go find her on Instagram at heartwisdominstitute. And basically, she breaks down human design for us, which is very necessary because it is so complicated.
Yeah, the episode we just listened, it was incredible.
She's so cool. And
I need to know what my human design is now.
I think that you are the same as me.
Really?
That's my guess. And then I think Ingrid might be a reflector.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm probably completely wrong, but I feel like an expert after talking to Trisha. We had a session with her that did not record, so she was kind enough to do it again. She did my entire chart. Thank God for her coming back on and explaining this to us, because it's so complicated. It's like there's 26 different activations and 13 planetary imprints, 9 centers, 36 channels, 64 gates and hexagrams. What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It's really, really intense. But the stuff it tells you about yourself, you're just like, oh, fuck, that's exactly what I need to know. It's kind of like a mix of astrology and I Ching and like Kabbalah. And I'm piecing together things at this point, but I think all those things are in there.
That's awesome. I think all those are in there. I'll have to check.
But it basically leads you into how to be authentic with your own body's natural instincts.
Damn.
Yeah. It helps you to be authentic. And the universe cannot resist an authentic person.
Mm.
You know? If you're authentic, the universe is flowing, you're having a great time. It's life is good.
Yeah, full.
Yeah, life is full, life is good. You know, it's necessary. So I don't know. I'm looking at all the people who've gotten their charts read on her website and the reviews, and they're all pretty amazing. So listen to this episode, check her out. Come follow me at Megan Granger on Instagram. Leave us a 5-star review. So come join us in the Facebook group, Superficial Magic Vibrators, and update us how you're doing in the quarantine. We're doing pretty okay.
We're good.
Yeah, we're fine. But if you're not, reach out.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of craft ideas for you.
Yeah.
We love you. Bye. So what exactly is human design? Because I feel like all the cool girls are obsessed with it. And I don't understand it. But now I'm starting to because of you. What is it?
At its root, human design is a tool that teaches us about the power of possibility, of evolution in mankind on a personal relationship.
So kind of showing you how you relate with the world.
Yes, because each of our lives are such an integral and irreplaceable string in the cosmic tapestry, if you will, because without the tapestry couldn't exist. It just couldn't, it wouldn't work. So, so when we're operating in disconnect from our self-worth and our true value, it's going to affect your money, your relationships, your health, and everything, because
being authentic,
your piece in the tapestry is disconnected. Being authentic. And so with human design, what was really interesting for me was that it was bringing to me my wholeness, showing me my absolute, utter, complete.
So there's five types. Am I saying that right? Five different. Okay. I'm a manifestor generator, as you are too, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what are the other four? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of the energy to like.
So then there's just a straight up generator. Yes. So manifesting generators and generators both, we make up 70% of the world's population. And we have our own internal source of energy. So we're the doers, we're the creators. We do the things. Yeah. The other types are the projector, and they are these beautiful guides. They guide us all. So, for example, Obama
and
is a projector.
What's a projector
and
exactly?
Michelle like it is a generator. Or she might be an MG. They don't have their own internal energy source, but they need others who do have their internal energy source.
It's kind of sounding to me like introverts too. And extroverts,
it's like
a
symbiotic, a
little bit. Like how extroverts need other people to get their energy and introverts get it from themselves. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of similar?
In metaphor, yes, but not because projectors, because they don't have their own source of energy, they actually need a ton of alone time in order to what's called like decompress or like let that energy, you know, dissolve out of your body, because projectors tend to have a lot of open centers in human design. Not always. One of my good friends is an energy projector and she's has lots of filled in areas, but except she doesn't have her sacral filled in, which is the thing that when you have a sacral that's defined
that's
in human
cool.
design,
ooh,
that's
that makes
what makes
me feel
you
cool
a generator,
to be an MG.
MG, a manifesting generator.
Mm-hmm. So there's two more. What are the other two?
Only the cool girls.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now I kind of want to be that one. That sounds fun.
Straight manifestors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And so do I. But we're not. So the difference between a manifestor and a manifesting generator is, again, we are able to, so we're a little bit like the unicorns where we can respond to idea and then carry through, like make it happen with our own hands and with our own drive. Whereas a manifestor is just like, they don't have to respond to anything. They're like, boom, let's make this happen. Done. And then if they're in their alignment and in connected with themselves, they've surrounded themselves with a group of generators and MGs
they don't
who then will
respond.
Make it happen.
What exactly does that mean? Because that's a question I was going to ask you about this amazing chart you made for me. Mm-mm. Responding, walk me through that. We're in a room and somebody throws out a great idea, then my response to that is what you're speaking about? Or how does that work?
That could be something that happens, but it could also be more subtle. So for example, for what you do in your work, you are you're really good at responding to a lot of the seriousness and hilarity of the self-help world. And you are like very much so responding to that with your own flavor. So it's not like you're pulling shit out of the air. You're
Got
like,
it.
Hey,
yes,
that's
totally.
Ridiculous. We're gonna make a pun on that or like whatever. It could also be like you're walking down the street and a dog starts barking at you from behind a chain link fence and you like recoil. That's response. Or you're a great song comes on and you start dancing. You just immediately get up and start dancing. Like that's responding. as well as you like hearing something and being like, I can make that better. Or, hey, I need to like calm down a little bit about this
so
thing.
So I'm kind of waiting for the universe
people
to like
see a little bit of reality here, you know?
Oh, cool. That yeah, that's where I get stuck, where I'm like, no, I'm going to do, I'm going to have to do it myself.
Will.
And then it's like, oh, you just ruined your life. Cool.
Me too.
You're totally fucked.
You're fucked. No. No. I know. And did you notice how I paused when you said that too? Because I'm there with you. Like, it's always because of our aura. So the auras in human design are really important. So the generator aura, the MG aura, is all encompassing and enveloping. And so we're constantly, if you could see my arms right now, it looks like I'm trying to like hug the air. I'm like putting my arms out and scooping it in towards me. And as we are more and more in our center, that aura expands even greater. And it's pulling into us exactly what we need. So when we're not, when we're disconnected, the aura is small and kind of pockmarked and, you know, like crazy looking and really tiny and maybe tight around us. So it's not pulling in anything. And so then it's like a double-edged sword. We get in this cycle of feeling we have to initiate, we have to go out. And this can be a situation for MGs. But we don't have to worry about it because the universe will always provide when we are doing things that make us feel good, you know, in a way that's sometimes when people say just do things that feel good, it can be a way of bypassing. And I'm not a proponent of bypassing. When I talk about doing things that feel good, it feels right.
Yes.
Sometimes something that's uncomfortable,
side note, but I'm having these really weird things happen at night where it feels like all these spider webs are like coming out of my body. And I'm wondering if that's like my aura trying to grow. Really?
Mm-hmm. Totally. And that's interesting that you said spider webs, because there is a little bit of a difference between the auras of a generator and an MG. And with the MG aura, it is known as a web, because it's not only is it putting, it's going out and it's expansive and calling things into you, but it also has a web-like quality, so things stick.
Wow. Okay. So that's something I'm definitely going to look into.
That's
really,
benefit.
Really cool. So, okay, then there's two more left, yes? Or one more left. What are they?
One more. The reflector. And the reflector is
jealous.
Like, they are the rarest. They're the rarest bird.
I want to be rare.
I know.
Assholes.
I want to be cool.
Just kidding.
No, they are.
Really? Oh.
100%. Depending on who they're with, maybe. No. So they're here to do is they are reflecting back.
That is a really tough job
of things within humanity. That's a tough job. That's a tough job. Yeah, because all of their centers are open. So, for example, I don't know if you follow the Balanced Blonde on Instagram.
I'm gonna look that up.
She's an interesting case study of a reflector. Mm-hmm. But so is Sandra Bullock. There's a few other reflectors who are actors and actresses, and that's perfect. It's a perfect role for them to be in life, because they're able to take on and really embody these other
and
ways
I bet just living
and being
with one is a
through their
really
acting.
Good mirror.
A very good mirror, and they have a lifetime of really creating boundaries around self-care. Because there's a lot of emptying out at the end of the day that has to happen for them. And they have to be with people that respect their need for space.
Hey, if a reflector needs it, you know?
They need to take care of themselves.
How did you find this? Like, how did you get so into this modality? How do you know so much about it? Everything I look at online with people who work with you are just saying it's totally changed their lives. And I mean, I'm so glad you found it. But how does one come to this?
Right. In my case, kicking and screaming, I like, but thank you. I a friend of mine, she, for my birthday.
Oh, that's such a fabulous birthday gift.
I got you a reading with my friend who does human design. I know, right? So thoughtful. I was like, cool. Like, it's like a psychic, right? Cool. So I go, and this woman, let's just say she put me in my place a little bit. So, like it wasn't like the sparkles and rainbows and unicorns that I was hoping for. It was like a wake up. It was a real wake up call. It was like, stop pretending. You need to stop pretending. You are one of the most, she's like, this chart that I'm looking at right now is one of the most powerful charts I've ever come across. And I've been doing this for over 10 years. And I was like, I don't want to hear this. It's like, this is really crazy. I don't know about this.
Like, she's
even giving me like the side, you know, over Zoom. She's giving me like the side look, you know, like out of the corner. Yes. So I was like, oh God, this is uncomfortable. So after I got off the call with her, I was just mad. I was super mad for months. And then I heard her voice saying, well, just experiment with your strategy and your authority. Just experiment. And
what
I was
does
like,
it look like to experiment with your strategy and authority?
And I never looked back. So for example, my strategy and yours also is to respond. So something that I have to keep in mind is, am I initiating or am I responding to something here? So often in my world, I find when I get most frustrated, like if I'm trying to make something happen or get it out into the world, and it was just a thought, it was just this idea that came to me, and I was like, boom, I'm like, oh, I'm so inspired, woohoo, I'm going to put it out there. And then like nobody comes to the class or signs up for the thing.
That's
it's because
insane.
I wasn't responding.
Because that is, yeah, that's so my, is it MO? Mm-hmm. I can't remember that. Yeah.
Yep.
Holy shit.
I thought it would land. I thought it would land for you too. And so MGs too tend to be, we're so quick, and we are 10 steps ahead of everyone else that, yeah, there's a little bit of impatience there. And we
get things super quickly.
We understand things super quickly. And so having to back up and explain things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. And it's just because you're brilliant and other people. Our part of our practice in this lifetime is patience and compassion for where people are because we have something that we're trying to bring into the world.
So we have something to give birth to, but we don't know what it is until people start responding to it. Ooh, girl, that's cool. Okay. Okay, so you start experimenting with that, and your authority, I'm assuming, is the same as mine.
Mm-hmm.
No? Mm-hmm. Oh. Sacral.
No, we have different authorities. Yes, yours is sacral. Your strategy and authority are almost the same. You're responding.
Okay. That moment I'm constantly trying to wiggle out
of.
So
your authority is in the moment.
Great.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, you will get a quiet yes or hell no in the moment. And that's telling you is whether or not you have the energy
it's a little barometer.
For whatever.
Cool. I don't remember if I told this to you last time. Did I tell you that I once took acid and my sacral chakra exploded like glass, like somebody hit it with glass? I did tell you that. How crazy is that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it makes so much sense because you had been keeping it under locks or, you know, you'd frozen it in time or frozen it in some way. And then oftentimes things like shrooms or acid or those things will, you know, do things to our mind.
Yeah, I thought I died.
I
really did it. Like I was splattered
open,
in the face with this like hot
little bit
droplets
of Ram Dass action there.
Energy.
Right.
Yeah, it was it was nuts. So that's really interesting to learn that that's probably what was happening.
Wow.
That was probably 5 months ago. Yeah.
When was that, by the way?
I mean,
I'm curious.
So much.
Okay.
And
anything?
Less anxious and finally getting work done that isn't, you know, somewhere in my chart that you made, which is just so beautiful, and I printed out and I'm going to look at it for the rest of my life. But something you said is that one of the things you wrote was that, like, one of my tendencies is to skip steps and just rush through things, and then I have to go back. That's what's been changing. I've just been going a lot slower and not having to go back and fix everything. So things are moving actually forward. Yeah. Really?
Right. You're off the hamster wheel. That's called the MG hamster wheel. When you're just, yes, it's a thing. When you're like, I'm doing all the things.
You're just
I'm
on a dumb
so
hamster
hard.
Wheel.
And why, so you, and why am I not getting any traction?
So you just have to get off and start responding because you're trying to make shit happen. And you're going to,
you put yourself on.
You're going to like fly around the wheel like one of those little hamsters.
Basically, generators and MGs have the easiest job because
I've never
we just
even
have
thought
to
of it.
Tap
it's
into
never
the
even
collective
occurred to me to
figure
do that.
Out what people want.
How insane is that?
Right, because you have actually we both actually in our charts there. This is a similarity in our charts is we both have a lot of manifesting energy in our charts with both in our channels and our gates and our different things. But even so. We still have to respond. Well, that's like a greater percentage if you want to look at it that way. This idea of like needing to respond can be kind of put on the wayside. But now that we know it,
you know,
it
okay,
make,
this is something
actually,
I talked
like
about
said,
on here because it was
done,
so interesting
so
to me.
Easier.
It was last Christmas, and I really wanted two things. I wanted one of those year-long masterclass things where you, and then I wanted a heated blanket. And for some reason, I just didn't buy either of them. I kind of forgot. And then I learned my friend got one for Christmas and I was like, hey, can I use your code? Can I use your code? And he was like, no. And then like a week later, I go and run some errands. My friend's mom is like, I just bought this brand new heated blanket. Do you want it? Because I was helping her with something. And I was like, yeah. And then I stopped by to see my friend and he was like, oh, do you want my masterclass my mom gave me for Christmas? And I was like, yeah. So that was kind of me. Not leaving the house to like go gather stuff. It was just me doing things and then it came to me. Is that a good example of this? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because you were responding. You were totally responding.
Yeah, exactly.
You weren't like, I need to get the masterclass. Someone was like, do you want it? And you're like, hell yes, I do.
Yeah.
Or do you want the heated blanket?
It was so weird for it to happen on the same day. I was like, okay, there's something here. And I didn't leave that day with any agenda in mind. Like, I wasn't trying to make anything happen. So it was weird. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to look at something on your chart here. Keep talking.
What's that mean?
Yeah, because you have two open. Your head is totally open. And your head and your Ajna center, which is your logical thinking center, are both open, which means that mine are both open too. And it means that we can, we're like a satellite dish. And we can take in a lot of information. It's the mark of wisdom. We're able to then disseminate it in a way that is particular for our design and in this lifetime. So the less, but it also can create pressure. There's a lot of tendency to think and overthink and to like be
also
like
getting
that
offline
and
just starting to do things in the world and respond in the world is where, this is crazy.
With your body. So you just going out, doing errands and being in your body, like everyday life, you know, your aura is
so
like
my
expanding
aura has,
and people
little
are like,
hands that are just like
it.
Reaching out and being
class.
Like, I want that. Oh, cute. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yes.
And what's your authority?
Mm-hmm. Or I need that. I'm emotional. I'm an emotional authority. So I have to ride the wave, so to speak. You can take the barometer of a room when you walk into a room and you understand immediately what the emotional temperature is in a room. And like, who's
it's usually the same
who's
person
not.
Who's crazy and it's me.
You get it. Like that person.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're just picking up on it. You're just taking it in and like, yeah, really feeling it. And then it can, it, if you personalize it, it can definitely feel that way, but it's not. I have my own feeling.
Wow. I was just thinking about this last night. Like I was like, does somebody's sadness feel the same as mine? Probably. No? Mm-hmm. And so yours is like extra special.
No. No. I wouldn't even judge it. I wouldn't even put special or not special. It's just that everyone has a little, a different flavor. And if you are feeling sad, that is a really good indicator for you in particular to fall back on some heavy self-care, whatever those things are for you.
Reading time. Yeah.
Cat time. Man.
Lover.
Alone time. Watching Doreen Virtue.
So did the person who started this, was he just like fully possessed by God or something? Like, how does one think of this? No, you couldn't.
They don't. They do not. That's the thing. So in a sense, he was kind of overcome, if you will. Like, if you think, like if, you know, in the Catholic tradition, you know, for example, you hear of these saints who like went into trance and they like were able to speak the word of God, or they were able to like that can manifest itself in a lot of different ways. People can really mess with people by doing that, you know, like with like in the sense of the church. But not all those saints were messing with people, and they were actually having these like crazy intense spiritual experiences that were frightening. And then the church was trying to capitalize on them. Can you imagine? Anyway, what he went through was something similar, and it's hard to even describe. It's like he himself went away for 5 days and five nights, and something came through him, and he hand wrote for 5 days and five nights.
Ooh,
all of this like information. That. Yeah. Ra-u-ra-hu.
Yeah.
It's an interesting name. He renamed himself, or he, maybe that's the name he was given. You know, sometimes that happens too. So in my own journey of human design,
really
I'm self-learned.
I've done,
this is all self-study for me. Thanks. It's, yeah, it was, but it was like a, burning, it was like a burning desire to get to understand this more. I'm a heretic investigator. That's my profile, 5-1. So it's very natural. When you come across some of his work, you know, he was done channeling it. He came back, and we all have our own ego. We all have our own lens that we see life through. And as he was fleshing out and disseminating this information, he also started teaching other people, a few people around him, and they were able to see it through another lens too. And I really appreciate that, because some of the things that he was kind of a doomsdayer. And but he kind of got off on like that drama, and he talked about it too. He was like into it. He was a manifester himself. So when I read some of his material, it doesn't fully resonate, and I can totally, I totally see things in a different way. So he gave a, I feel like he gave the world this framework in like what's happening with people out there, like Jenna Zoe or Jess Field, these other human design experts in the world. They are, it's a level of almost channeling where you're seeing something and you have the core information, and then you're able to see
into
it in a
deeper
way. You're a
5-1. What's a profile?
Mm-hmm. So your profile, it's based on the hexagram, which comes out of the I Ching, the Tao. And this is kind of how we present ourselves and we navigate the world. And you have two numbers, and well, they're both your path. So I'm a 5-1, and a 5 is the heretic, and the 1 is an investigator. You also have a 1 in your profile. And so with the 1, we go deep into things, and we are not afraid to really dive deep intellectually in a lot of things. The shadow side of that, though, is that we feel that we never know enough. Like, there's just, we don't know enough. How can we know more? So that we feel better. The heretic, on the other hand, is someone who, I don't know, it's a tough one. to talk about because it's like, it's kind of like probably had lifetimes of being burnt at the stake. And, you know, there's that knowing that you have something to offer to the world, but do you have the balls to do it?
And mine's a 4-1, which you said is weird and rare.
It's rare. The 4-1 is less than 2% of the population because you are neither transpersonal or personal, which means you're neither here for karmic reasons, which I am. 5-1s are here for, is a transpersonal line. So we're here for karmic reasons or personal reasons, which are like, say, a 3-5. So people with the smaller number in front are here for personal reasons. They're here to learn something for this soul journey. Understand what it means to be an individual in this particular, because we're all connected. We're all part of a greater thing out there. People with smaller numbers first, and then the bigger number are here to understand what it means to be an individual. You're here to do neither. But not necessarily because you do have the higher numbers first. So you're 4-1. People with higher numbers first are here for a collective. There's a service. There's something that they're here to do for the whole.
So I can translate between the two types of people kind of, or oh, that's neat.
Yes. You're an influencer, but you influence others with your knowledge base. And once you're an expert on topics, you establish an authority and you can go out into your network and be a really influential expert. Your network, though, is people who you're close with and then friends of friends. Oh, cool. What's really important for you is your close-knit group of people, friends. But because life is a ripple effect, when you establish that position kind of as an authority or an influence amongst those people, because those people could all be, you know, here on a transpersonal level, making huge waves in the world. If you can influence those people with what you're taking in and your expertise and what you're seeing that needs to happen within humanity, those people then will go out, literally change the world.
It takes a lot of pressure off me too. how do you see people's life change once they do a session?
Oh my God. I have had clients who have completely changed careers I've had clients who have really switched gears within their career because so like any other modality, you can take this in and be like, oh my God, everything's got to change right now. I'm leaving my family. I'm doing all the things, you know, but it's not, then you're missing the point. What you're doing by following your strategy and your authority is it's really a mindfulness practice in its greatest sense. And you're becoming more and more and more aware of what's within so that it can be without. So it can be in part of your life so that you're more connected, more and more and more connected to yourself. I mean, this is like Buddhist principles here where as you're walking the path of authenticity and you're choosing what's true for you more and more and more, because at first, like I went through this and most of my clients do in the beginning, as we're looking at the, what's known as the not self, which is your shadow, known in other circles. People are like, well, what if my gut's saying something, but I still have to choose the other thing? And I'm like, yep, you're going to be in those situations, especially in the beginning, as you begin to walk yourself out of having to be in those situations. And then you're just in those situations less and less and less because you're more consistently choosing what's right for you. And the more you choose what's right for you, the more you're in connection and the more you're in flow. So your relationships, your career, your money, your business, your family, all those things start to
There is nothing worse than not being in flow. And there is nothing better than being in flow. So this makes total sense. And I'm definitely going to keep you updated on all the things that happen and the changes that I make. Yeah. Where can they find you on Instagram?
Please.
Heart Wisdom yes. Institute. And do you have a website, or how do they book appointments?
Heart Wisdom Institute.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yep. Well, thank you so much for talking to me for the second time.
Yeah.
I have the whole thing recorded this time. And yeah. God, thank you so much. Oh.
Cool. Yeah, thank you.